chocolate starts with cacao. At the National Institute of Agricultural Research in Santo Domingo, Ecuador, there's a forest of cacao trees. Growing on the trees, you'll find pods, some green just starting out, others more mature, turning a yellow-red color. The most important feature for growing chocolate is a high-quality aroma. That, according to INAP, Technical Administrator Wellington Conchoso.
Not a smell aroma, a high-quality, like a nut that you can, in your mouth, the mouthfeel of the cacao.
Esto no es aroma. Aroma es que yo cojo esto, muerdo y pruebo esto. Miren, esto tiene nuez, sabe a nuez.
Y eso es lo que
busca. Y hay varios parámetros ahí. Hay nuez, hay cítricos ahí.
So they're looking for the flavors of nut, and you know, this is the high quality flavors.
The very unique characteristics of the equator, Andes Mountains, sun, weather, and soil type gives the very high cacao production. Conchoso explains people from Venezuela and other countries in South America have taken cacao from Ecuador, but they can't produce the high quality. Splitting a pod open, we see lightly coated seeds. There are about 50 in each fruit. It takes a hard crunch to get to the cacao, which is very strong. Hopping back on the bus, we travel back towards Quito. We stop at the El Quetzal Mendo chocolate tour. It's here where we learn there's quality and quantity when it comes to chocolate. 70% cacao and above is quality. Anything below is produced for candy. Two squares of this quality stuff, and you'll be full. Not a bad way to end an Ecuador tour. You can follow the Red River Farm Network's coverage of the Northwest Minnesota Ag Peer Group's tour through Ecuador by visiting our Facebook and Twitter pages or rrfn.com. You can also follow the hashtag RRV Ag Peer Group. Reporting agriculture's business, I'm Kara Hart for the Red River Farm Network.